The second idea today is an example of evangelism with the two disciples of Emmaus. صورة كرازية من اللي عمله ربنا يسوع مع تلميذي عمواس. As the Lord is the teacher of every good thing, He is the teacher of evangelism. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest evangelist ever. So we are taking the principles of evangelism, of missionary work, after him. So let's read few verses following St. Luke. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are set? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, Are you the only stranger in your Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days? He said to them, What things? So they said to him the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. The first lesson or the first idea of evangelism here is the step of companionship. In order to preach the word of God, you have to go walking with many people, to spend time with many people, to share their frustrations, to listen to their words of bitterness. لازم عشان تقرب من الناس ما تستعجلش. ربنا يسوع ما قال لهمش انا يسوع وانا قمت. No, no, no. هو بس اتمشى وسمع وحكى وفين لما فهموا كل حاجة. So the first step is how to accompany or how to follow the steps of others in their normal life. While they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So we have to come nearer to people. We have to be nearer to their problems, to their hearts. You know, the journey was long. The distance was really long. It's 7 miles, يعني كم كيلو دلوقتي؟ 7 miles. زيادة عن 10 كيلومتر. لما تمشي 10 كيلو تاخدوها، اللي كانوا بيمشوا للدير زمان تاخدوها في كم ساعة؟ 10 كيلو دي مش أقل من 4 ساعات مثلا ولا إيه؟ It's a long walk, but this long walk allowed him to spend time listening, and with before the end of the journey he started proclaiming the message. So this is the first idea or the first step. And also, you know, you have to change your direction in order to accompany these people. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that he is going the same way, but actually he directed himself in their way. You understand? He went their way, not his way. As an evangelist, you go anywhere just to declare or proclaim the word of God. فالمسيح مشي في السكة بتاعتهم، بس هو مش رايح عمواس على فكرة، يعني هو مش فرق معاه، بس هو عشانهم اتمشى معاهم للآخر. Another point, be courageous in getting to know them. Do not be shy. The Lord himself did not يعني عاوز أقول ما خجلش منهم. No, he was courageous to tell them, what are you talking about? And he listened as if he did not know anything. So this kind of being proactive أو جريء شوية, it's very essential in the story of evangelism. The second step is the step of asking and listening. يبقى أول خطوة جماعة, امشي مع الناس, عيش حياتهم شوية, اتمشى معهم, شاركهم. تاني خطوة مهمة, اسمعهم واسألهم. اوعى تبتدي كلمهم دي متأخر قوي, لسه بدري. Okay? So the Lord said, what kind of conversation that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered, said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? You know, this kind of attacking, the Lord يعني, took it easily. وما تضايقش يعني انه بيتغاظ منه وبيتريق عليه. وفي حد ما يسمعش عن يسوع الناصري؟ ما هو لسه مقتول قبلها بيومين. خلي بالكم الكلام ده لحد الصبح يوم القيامة الصبح فجر يوم القيامة. So give the other a chance to talk and complain. Give them the chance, the full chance to talk and even to complain. يبقى ما تبتديش باللي عندك، ابتدي باللي عندهم دايما. People love to talk. People, most of them do not love to listen, but you have to listen. فاهمين؟ انت اللي عندك الحب يبقى انت اللي عندك الودن، لكن هو ما عندوش حب يبقى عنده ايه؟ عنده لسان. خلي بالك اللي عنده لسان يبقى ناقص حب، اللي عنده ودن يبقى عنده حب. Also do not talk about yourself. Make him the issue of your conversation. Try to put him up by listening to his complaints, whatever, following or sharing his sufferings. Do not rush in delivering the message. Please, I think I mentioned this many, many times in many other courses. Please don't rush in telling them the truth. This idea of pushing the truth usually being offended or rejected by others. أول ما يحس أنك أنت بتقول له قبلت المسيح بيجري منك، ما فيش حاجة كده، ما تجيس كده الأمور أبدا. The third step, the step of discovering and realizing. By time they started to discover that this man is different. He is stranger. But he is not the kind of a stranger that they fear him. No, he is a beloved stranger. He is a good stranger. He is a nice stranger. He is really a caring person. So they have to discover you. They have to find out that you are good, you are nice, you are really a caring person. So they were saying one thing, that, so they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. So listen to what they believe in, what they are standing upon. هما فين فين؟ هما بيفكروا في ايه؟ هما ايه معتقداتهم؟ Start by their beliefs, not by your beliefs. So اكتشف هما ايه، لانه people are different. The Hindu are different from the Buddhist, from the Muslims, from the atheists, from the agnostics. So we have different people with different beliefs. And what do they believe? Do they know who is Christ? Did they receive before any message of salvation? So these people, these two disciples, were receiving many messages before. They were disciples, you know. هما تلاميذ واصلين لحاجات حلوة، شافوا المسيح وعاشوا معاه. But they couldn't accept the idea of resurrection. They ended by the story of his death on the cross. So all dreams fell down. فطبعا انت خليك فاهم هم واقفين فين. Also that the issue concerned them at all, or there is fear, worry and desperateness. يعني هما كمان الموضوع شغلهم ولا لا. Try hardly to push the subject of our Lord Jesus Christ to be the most important point. هما الناس واصلة لكده، دول سهلين شوية ان موضوع يسوع شغلهم. انما in other cases you will try to take the dialogue to the direction of Jesus Christ in a way. لكن هما دول شغلهم الشخص ده ربنا يسوع، لكن in a different. الخطوة الرابعة, the step of reaching the important threat. I mean هنا ايه؟ في خط مهم او خيط مهم كده تبتدي منه. And usually this fine thread always take it from their words. So they said, when they did not find his body, ده هما اللي بيحكوا خلي بالكم. the two disciples still telling the story, their story. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels. هم بيحكوا عن الستات اللي في الفجر رجعوا يعيطوا ويقولوا لقينا القبر فاضي وفي ملائكة شفناهم وقالوا قام. And by the way, they received the message of resurrection, but they did not believe it. Okay? He was alive, and certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. So they had two witnesses earlier in the morning, the witness of the woman and the witness of other disciples. They went to the tomb and they found out that it's empty. But still they couldn't accept the idea of Jesus Christ risen from dead. Then he said to them, O foolish ones. By the way, foolish is not a very tough word in, I think, in the Greek one. لكن يعني معناها slow of heart to believe. He had the same meaning. That the prophets have spoken. So here you can see that the news of resurrection is the most important news they lack. They need to hear. Okay? And so at a time you need some kind of confrontation. After having a good record of listening and getting together along, يعني لما تقرب من الناس ويحبوك وقاعدين يحكوا بقالهم ساعتين, ممكن تيجي في لحظة وتعمل kind of صدمة كده, بس بعد ما يكونوا ايه البوم اتفتح لك, فاهمين؟ ما تخبطش من اول دقيقة, هيمشوا يسيبوك هيقفلوا منك. انما بعد ما البوم اتفتح وبيحكوا حسوك شخص طيب ولذيذ وبتسمع وبتسأل وبتحكوا عليك وتريقوا عليك ولك انت شكلك مش فاهم حاجة وغريب عن البلد, كويس كويس. تيجي في وقت تقول لهم كمان انتوا ملكوش حق, مش الانبياء قالوا, نبتدي بقى نخبط بقى. ازاي ما صدقوه ما صدقتوش, ما ده طبيعي. وابتدى بالانبياء لان ده the common background, هم are Jews, هم يهود ويؤمنوا بالانبياء, وهو طبعا باين كيهودي. يبقى هنا how to choose, what to choose, the hard confrontation or keeping up with the conversation. You need to be wise enough to choose the minute you confront or just go again with the conversation. فاهمين؟ يعني ممكن تفضل تسمع وتحكي وتسمع وتحكي, لكن ممكن تيجي في وقت تتوقف وتقول له استنى, عاوز اقول لك حاجة, انت هنا غلطان, انت هنا مالكش حق. يبقى عاوز حكمة امتى تقول الحتة دي. The common reference the prophets shared together. Okay, the step of proclamation. لو انتوا فاكرين دي خامس نقطة دلوقتي, يعني هما أول خطوة نتمشى معه نعيش, ثاني خطوة نسمع ونسأل, تالت خطوة نكتشف الباك جراوند بتاعهم وهم يكتشفوا ان احنا ناس طيبين وحلوين, رابع نقطة قلنا ايه الخيط اللي هنبتدي منه الكلام, الباب اللي يتفتح اللي هندخل منه ونقول بقى, هنبتدي نقول. يبقى في خيط مهم لازم نوصل. بعد ما نبتدي نقول بقى the step of proclamation, you proclaim the good news, you declare the gospel, the truth. تبتدي تعلن. In our belief, we believe in God, existent, real God, loving people, and He came to earth for our salvation. He taught us how to live a holy life, a perfect life, and He went there to prepare our eternal life. So you start your part بقى. تبتدي تحط بقى الكلام اللي من عندك بعد ما سمعت واستوعبت وصاحبت وحبيت وحبوك وسمعوا. دخلنا بقى في الحتة المهمة. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. So he started from the books of Moses, تكوين خروج لوين عدد تسنية, and other books, the scriptures, الأنبياء, وابتدى يطلع نبوات وعظة طويلة قوي. يعني let's assume that he took 2 hours listening and he spent 3 hours talking. بعد ما اشتراهم, يعني بعد ما ايه بقوا بيحبوه وعاوزين يسمعوه, كلامه مريح وكلامه مظبوط وكلامه كله based on the prophets. فالكلام مريح. يبقى هنا ايه؟ في وقت للسكوت وفي وقت للكلام. Truth comes first, then the proofs. يعني ايه؟ First of all, you said the truth. The truth is Christ is God and Christ died for human beings. Christ is life. Christ is the only road to heaven. Okay, this is the truth. Prove it. Prove it by the prophets, by the miracles, by the logic, by other Christians' life, whatever. But first of all, you put the truth clear and then you prove it by whatever proofs. Okay? فهمني ولا تهتم مني؟ يبقى احنا في تسلسل العرض. الاول انت بتحط الايمان اللي عاوز توصله وبعدين بتثبته على ارضية اللي قدامك. اللي قدامك يهودي believes in prophets. Okay. طيب ما البروفيتس قالوا. اللي قدامك عاشوا الاحداث تقول لهم مش يسوع سبق وقال هيقوم. اللي قدامك شايف الدنيا الكريستيان سايد از جود لايك وات وي وير سينج من شويه and the other side is very bad. Okay. Christian life is another proof. الحياه المسيحيه بتقول ان ده صح. Noted others' interest in listening. Please focus on others' interest in listening. يعني ايه؟ يعني هم سامعين ولا لا؟ لانه اوعى تبقى ممل. وانس دخلت في الملل you lost them. طبعا هم قالوا في الاخر احنا كنا مبسوطين جدا واحنا بنسمع. يبقى by your eyes you should follow the concentration or the degree of their listening. Okay? Remember always that the body and blood do not declare the truth. What I want to mention here that even if you are very good in preaching, you are very much experienced, عند خبرة فظيعة وطويلة, remind yourself always that there is the taste of the grace of God, the touch of the Holy Spirit. You can never change anyone's heart without the power of the Holy Spirit. So while speaking, while listening, while getting along together, while being very nearby to their problems, remind yourself you need to pray, you need to ask the help of God to change their mind. الخطوة السادسة, the step of an emotional effect. Emotional effect اللي هو التأثر, يمكن emotional مش دقيقة قوي, اللي هي فكرة الانفعال السليم هنا. يعني لازم ينفعلوا بالكلام بس in a spiritual way not in a just psychological way. فهنا يقول ايه, then they drew near to the village where they were going and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him saying abide with us for it's toward evening and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. هم حبوه, اتأثروا بيه, مسكوا فيه. الخطوة دي مهمة يا جماعة, انك توصل انه هو اللي عاوز يكمل مش انت اللي عاوز تقول. تاني الحتة دي في فن الكرازة, هو اللي عاوز يعرف مش انت اللي عاوز تقول. في الاول هو ما عندوش استعداد, لكن في الاخر بقى هم عاوزين يعرفوا تاني, عاوزين يتعلموا اكتر, فرحانين بالفكرة, مش انت اللي pushing the word. انت كده ماشي صح, لكن لو انت اللي بتجري وراه دي ما تنفعش في الكرازة كتير. لا تنفع في الرعاية, ما تنفعش في الكرازة. في الكرازة لازم يبتدي هو يجري وراك, هو اللي يمسك فيك ويقول لك قول تاني عاوز عندي سؤال وهكذا. Remember always that so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. يعني اوعى تستقل بأي كلمة بتقولها. لا لا, مفيش كلمة هتطلع منك عن ربنا useless, valueless. لا مش هيحصل, لازم ليها تأثير, مش لازم في نفس اليوم. فدايما trust in the word of God, trust in the power of God, do your part بس حتى لو كان minimal. They said to one another, didn't our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road. ابتدوا يقولوا احنا مش كان قلبنا سخن واحنا بنسمع, وده اللي ممكن يحصل. السخونة دي بقى مش بتاعتك انت، السخونة دي شغل الروح القدس، خلي بالك. طبعا ده ربنا يسوع له المجد، بس احنا بصين له كتيتشر في الإيفانجليزم. لكن تأكد ان اللي يحرك قلب اللي قصادك ويسخنه مش شطارتك، لا لا، مهما حضرت، لا لا، ده شغل ربنا. And while he opened the scriptures to us, that's why St. Paul said once, meanwhile praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ for which I'm also in chains. So we need to pray just to open the door of the heart, the door of the mind. We need to pray in order to get the power of the Spirit. I think this is the last step, the step of friendship. Now they became friends after 5 hours walking, listening and talking. They became friends. That's why they restrained him, saying, please stay with us, we need you, we loved you. And this is very important in the story of evangelists. You have to be a friend of all. You have to be beloved by others. So enter their house, eat with them, imitate the Lord Christ, be a friend of mankind, whoever this man, and let others cling to you. يعني خلي الناس تحبك وخلي الناس تمسك فيك. Not يعني مش عشان تبقى مشهور، مش دي القضية، عشان يحبوا المسيح من وراك. فاكرين في قاعدة قالها واحد من القديسين، أظن أغسطينوس، قال لا يخلص بك إلا من يحبك. لا يخلص بك إلا من يحبك. This is a golden rule in evangelism. لا يخلص بك إلا من يحبك. ما تخافش لو الناس حبتك، لازم يحبوك، أنت غريب. ولو ما حبوكش no way أنك تأثر عليهم. إنما طالما أنت بتحب ربنا بأمانة، ما تخافش لو حبوك، لأنه هيحبوا ربنا اللي أنت بتحبه. إيه ده في خطوة 8 كمان مش عارفها دي. I'm sorry، أنا عاوز أخلص أصلي. The step of acceptance. Their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. يعني إيه؟ خلاص هما مع مسكوا فيه وقعدوا هياكلوا. طبعا المسيح عمل كسر الخبز بطريقته المعتادة لسر التناول. في لحظة التناول their eyes were opened. هنا الميراكل of opening the eyes اللي تفكرنا في سان بول قبل كده من زمان، لما حنانيا جي حط ايده عليه وعينيه فتحت برضه. دي رسالة الكرازة. الكرازة I would say it's a miracle of opening the eyes of the blind. افتكروا المعنى ده يا جماعة. In missionary work what you do as if you are making a miracle with the hand of God to open the eyes of the blind. It's not easy for an atheist to accept the story of salvation. It's not easy for a pagan, for anyone who worshiped idols for many years, to be opened in his eyes and to see the truth. دي معجزة يا جماعة. المعجزة دي هتتعمل على ايديكو بنعمة ربنا many times. هي دي الكرازة بجد. عشان كده we need to pray more. We need to be very spiritual. We need to be humble. لأن دي معجزات بتحصل. شوفوا المسيح قال ايه؟ قال لما دخل دي أول وعظة للمسيح على فكرة. لو 4 دي أول عظة وعظها المسيح، سجلها إنجيل لوقا. لما دوله الكتاب أشعية، فتح على الجزء بتاع روح الرب علي. Upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit, you know, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. وطبعا to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. وبعدين قال لهم الكلام ده حصل دلوقتي، يعني الكلام ده علينا. ابتدى يتكلم عن نفسه كمخلص العالم. ربنا يدينا نعمة ان احنا نتعلم من ربنا يسوع how to go step by step to preach the word of God. Glory to God. Amen. اخر سبت في الكورس ده جماعة 22nd of December. So we will give you another week to 29th. So with the end of the year المفروض تكون سلمت كل الواجبات. يعني احنا مش زعلانين انك اتأخرت في واجبين ثلاثة، لكن لازم هتضغط نفسك انك تخلص with the 29th of December please. فتقعد يوم طويل بقى، تاخد اجازة من شغلك، تاخدها صوم وصلاة، ربنا ينزل عليك الالهام. المهم ان انت ايه، اشتغل بذمة شويه.